Welcome inside the vault. This is a collection of previously unreleased lessons from eight-figure entrepreneurial mastermind Arjun Robbins. And in case you didn't see the warning label, this content can be explicit, and it is for serious entrepreneurs only. This week's episode is from 2016, where Arjun challenges the audience to commit to themselves, something which can often be more difficult than it sounds. Listen in as Arjun shares some hard truths about commitment. Let's go to the vault.
Working with Arjun is like having a shortcut to future you.
Every time I can have an opportunity to spend time with Arjun, I try to take it and be a sponge.
I thought everyone was crazy. You know, they were running to the front of the stage to see this person. Arjun's wearing his crazy shirt.
You know, he drinks tiger blood in the morning just for fun, and he's like breathing down my throat.
Sometimes it's terrifying to work with him. It's like he's looking into your soul, but it's growth the whole way.
This is a very powerful, very simple, very obvious decision-making technique. 7 minutes, 7 hours, 7 days, 7 months, 7 years. How are you going to feel about the decision you make right now, 7 minutes from now? How are you going to feel about the decision that you make today, 7 months from now? Will you even remember the decision 7 months from now? Will you even remember the excuse that you made to avoid making the decision, or the rationale or the justification or whatever stories you told yourself to make that decision? And how are you going to feel about yourself 7 years from now? Because I promise you, 7 years from now, you won't even remember the things that you are allowing to stand in your way today. Now flip it around. Right now, you have the opportunity to make a decision, one of the 7 decisions that you listed in your book. You have an opportunity to make one of those decisions. Everyone, just call out one of your decisions. Call it out. Call it out. And call out how that decision is going to make your life better a year from now if you make it today. If you actually have the courage to make the decision today, how is that decision going to make your life better? Just call it out so that you hear yourself actually say it out loud for the first time, probably in your whole life. Say it. Stand up if you didn't just say it out loud. If the person sitting next to you didn't say it out loud, just call them out. Go to the aisle. Go to the aisle. Turn around. Face the back of the room. Go. Go. See you later. See you next session. I'm not trying to be an asshole. This is the consequence. You don't make decisions. Shit happens. These are the people who aren't making decisions to send out their bills. These are the people who aren't making decisions to charge what they know they need to charge. These are the people who are making decisions to hire the staff they need to hire. This is what's happening in their entire life. They're not making decisions. They're not playing all in. Who thinks that I was being kind of harsh? Don't be shy. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. I promise you. No, really. I'm very sincere. I promise you, I am 1,000% committed to giving you love, to giving you security, and to giving you self-esteem. And I take you very seriously. But I can't take you more seriously than you take yourself. How's that going to work? I know how they feel. I've been kicked out of a lot of rooms. And I know how they feel. They're fucking pissed right now. Who the fuck does he think he is to hold a mirror up to my face and show me how I've been approaching my business and my life? How many of you heard me tell the story about 2011? And let me explain 2011 to you for just a minute. 2011, we did in fact grow $622,000. But it's important to understand. See, you got to really understand the math here. You don't go from $622,000, whatever that is, divided by 12. What's 622 divided by 12? Like 50,000, right? It's not like you do 50,000, 50,000, 50,000, 50,000, 50,000, all of a sudden, boom, you do $80,000 a month. There's a growth curve. You understand? Now, most of us would like to think that the growth curve looks kind of like this. But that's not what my 2011 looked like. My 2011 looked more like this. Does everyone see that? That's what my 2011 looked like. And that was the point where I decided to stop fucking lying to myself. When I decided to stop showing up at workshops and fucking not participating. When I decided to start taking my shit seriously. That was the moment when I decided to start making real decisions. That's the moment. That's right there. That's the moment when it happened. And it's when someone with, I swear to you, I can remember the look on her face. She was kind. She was gentle. She was sincere. She wanted nothing but for the best of me. And she looked me right in the face and she said, "You don't want it bad enough." And I was pissed. I was angry. I was resentful. I was full of blame. I was full of shame. And I turned that into blame and projected it onto someone else. And I would have left that event and never turned back, but I had one little problem. You know what it was? I literally didn't have the money to pay for the change in the airline. I was broke. I was spending money faster than I was making it, and I wasn't making it very fast. So yeah, I know how those people feel. You're angry, you're frustrated, you're embarrassed, you feel ashamed, and you're looking for someone to blame it on. And everyone who just raised their hands, I just want you to think about what part of you felt for that person. Think about identifying what part of you really felt that pain. What part of that was a little too close to home for you? What part of that like just hit a little too close to your heart because you know that at any moment that could have been you? The reason you make the decisions that you make today is because you are surrounded by people on a daily basis who make it okay for you to make the decisions you make today. The reason that you are driving the car that you're driving, and look, I know I talk a lot about cars. It's not that I give a shit about cars. It's because cars are something everyone can relate to. The reason you're driving the car you drive today is because everyone around you makes it okay to drive that car. By the way, that could be said about your brand new Mercedes. That could be said about your piece of shit old, you know, 1985 rusted out Honda. If you're driving a brand new Mercedes, it's because people around you make it okay for you to drive a brand new Mercedes. If you drive a piece of shit old Honda, it's because people around you make it okay to drive a piece of shit old Honda. If you live in a beautiful home, it's because people around you make it okay to live in a beautiful home. And if you live in a shitty apartment, it's because people around you make it okay for you to live in a shitty apartment. And if you are still scrubbing your own toilet and running your own errands and still working as your own maid and still working as your own receptionist and still working as your own copywriter and still working as your own associate and working as your own legal secretary, it's because the people around you make it okay for you to make the decision every single day when you wake up to continue to be that person. And if you wake up every day and you are the person who is the president of a million-dollar law firm, or you are the person who is the president of a multi-million-dollar business, it's because the people around you make it okay for you to be that person instead. So what would I be doing for the people who are in this room, who count on me, who depend on me? I have given them my solemn oath. I've promised them I will never let it be okay for them to be less than their best. What would I be doing for them if I let it be okay for them to be less than their best? What would I be doing for them if I let them come to an event like this where they have an opportunity to make a real decision and make a real change that can really make a huge difference for the rest of their life, a decision that 7 years from now they could look back and say, thank God I made that decision 7 years ago, and I let them not play all in? What would I be doing for them? What would I be doing to them? So let me just deconstruct this for you so you understand why I don't have to hesitate to ask some of our valued members, people who I care about, people who I believe in, why I don't have to hesitate to ask them, tell them, to get out. If I'm committed to give you love, I have to give you truth. If I'm committed to give you security, I have to give you truth. If I'm committed to give you self-esteem, I have to give you truth. If I want to get my love from you, then I can stand up here and act like a fucking clown and make you all like me. It's really easy to be on stage and make everyone in the crowd like you, by the way. Nothing is easier than being on a stage in front of an audience and making them like you. If I wanted to get my self-esteem from you, I wouldn't challenge you. I would never say anything that made you uncomfortable. This whole workshop would be completely different if I wanted it to be all about Arjan getting his self-esteem from each of you. I'd be talking about how great I am. I'd be talking about how I don't make any mistakes. I'd be talking about how, you know, I've helped all these people and I've never fucked anything up and I wouldn't use any language that upsets you. And I would just be like, basically, I would just be getting you to believe an image of me that isn't true. And then you'd love this fake image of who I'm not. And I'd walk out of here and I'd feel like shit about myself because you fell in love with a false version of me who I know isn't real, and I know I can't live up to. And what would that do to my soul? I wouldn't be the master of my fate. I certainly wouldn't be the captain of my soul. I'd be the fake captain of some fake soul that isn't even mine.
If this episode is resonating with you, click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the upcoming 5-week business plan bootcamp. Yes, this is a free virtual bootcamp, which means seats are limited in order to provide personal attention and laser coaching. Click the link below and turn this podcast episode into an actionable business plan to grow your law firm. And now, back to the show.
I am so committed to helping you guys grow. I don't think that many of you really have any idea. Some of you work with me one-on-one. I think you get how sincere I am. Here's the paradox of all of this. The paradox of all of this is that when you make a real decision in your life, you don't make it in public, you don't make it from a stage, you don't make it from rah, rah, rah. When you're sitting there in the night that's dark from pole to pole, dark as the pit from pole to pole, when you're sitting there by yourself and you make a real commitment, a real decision, a soulful decision, it makes a lot of people around you very uncomfortable. Because in that moment, you become who you must be to live the life you want to live, to live the life you must live to live to your full potential. And the problem is no one around you can see it yet. Because to everyone else, you're still driving the same crappy old car. And to everyone else, you're still living in the same crappy cottage. And to everyone else, you're still flying coach. And to everyone else, you're still scrubbing your own toilet. And to everyone else, you still have all the accoutrements of the person who's broke, but they don't understand that inside of you is a different person who they just can't see yet. And then if you're lucky, and I mean if you are really blessed, you're married to someone or you're in a relationship with someone who can see that. And then at least you've got one person on your team. Or maybe you have a friend. Or maybe you find someone who sees in you what you don't think anyone else can see. And maybe the day before you couldn't even see it in yourself, but that other person can see you in it. And instead of blowing smoke up your ass and making it okay for you to not play all in, when you pull some bullshit, they say, stand up, turn around, and get the fuck out. Someone did that for me. In April of 2011, I was scheduled to go on a 30-day speaking tour with money that Allie and I had borrowed and begged and scraped together. This was dear money to us that we had invested for me to go on the speaking tour. I was scheduled to be gone for the entire month of May. Some of you met me there. I was getting ready to go on a 30-day speaking tour, and I wasn't even going to bring order forms with me. What fucking asshole goes on a 30-day speaking tour and doesn't bring sales order forms with him? How self-abusive could you be? And thank God, I look back at it, thank God that a friend said to me, if you don't take order forms with you, don't come back and ever see me again because we're not friends anymore. I can't be friends with someone who would do such a thing. He literally said that to me with nothing but love. So yes, if you do things that are self-abusive, I'm going to call you out on it. And so will everyone on my team, or they're fired and they know it. If you're not playing all in, we're going to tell you, play all in. If you're letting your ego drive your life, we're going to go to battle with your ego because we're not on the side of your ego. We're on the side of your full potential. One of them's going to win. The other's going to lose. You can't have both. You don't get to keep your ego intact and build a $7 million business. You don't get to keep your ego intact and build a $1 million business. You don't get to keep your ego intact and accomplish anything worthwhile accomplishing in this life. You're going to swallow your ego. You're going to shit it out your ass. You're going to use the shit to plant the future as fertilizer. That's what your ego is for. I know that's graphic, but it's true. There's no pride. There's no ego. You want to live the life we're talking about being able to live. You want to live the life that some of the people in this room right now get to enjoy living. You go through the journey, through the heart of darkness, and you come out the other side as an unconquerable decision maker. I sincerely hope this gives all of you an insight into what real kindness is. To what real generosity is, to what really doing right by your clients looks like. It doesn't look pretty. It doesn't feel all nice and warm and fuzzy and friendly. It means really caring enough about someone that you're willing to do for them what must be done, even if they hate you for it. And all the parents in the room, I sincerely hope that you know what I'm talking about. Do you love your kids enough to do for them, even if they hate you for it? Do you? Do you? Do you?
Yes.
Let me hear it. Do you?
Yes.
Do you love yourself enough to do the same for you?
Yes.
Then start making decisions that show it. Start making the decisions that you're going to care about 7 years from now. Stop making the decisions that are driven by who you want to be 7 minutes from now.
Our John isn't done yet. The lesson continues next time. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more lessons from the vault.